Bus Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. The co-pilot, believed to have deliberately crashed a German Wings passenger jet into the French Alps, killing all 150 on board, was supposed to be on sick leave the day of the crash, but hid evidence of an illness from his employer. Medical documents were found at Andreas Lubitz's apartment indicating an illness, existing one, appropriate medical treatment as well. The statement did not disclose what the illness was. Media reports have suggested he suffered from depression. Meantime, Colonel Patrick Touron of the French police said they are working to recover remains from the crash site, but they haven't found any bodies intact so far. In other news, a Saudi military spokesman said the Saudi-led airstrikes against the Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen will continue as long as needed to protect the Yemeni government. Saudi Arabia is leading a regional effort to defeat the Houthis, who have taken over the capital and part of the south, forcing President Abu Rahman Mansour Hadi to flee. Yemen has been struck with violence and chaos since a popular uprising ousted longtime President Ali Abdullah Saleh in 2012. Both the United States and Iran say tough decisions still need to be made in nuclear talks aimed at reaching a framework deal by a Tuesday deadline. Iran wants international sanctions against it immediately dropped as part of the nuclear deal, while the U.S. and others say the sanctions should be lifted gradually. Iran and the P5+1 partners have said it is crucial to reach the framework deal before March 31st. The hard deadline, though, is at the end of June. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the humanitarian crisis in Syria has become increasingly grim. UN Humanitarian Chief Valerie Amos told the UN Security Council that the number of Syrians who risk death by starvation, dehydration, and a lack of medical care has nearly doubled from earlier estimates to roughly 440,000.
At a time when needs are growing and the humanitarian community should be scaling up its response, the government continues to put in place measures that are not practical and slow down our response. So far this year, the United Nations has requested access to 33 locations for the delivery of aid through interagency convoys. Only three have been agreed.
Amos asked the Security Council to make it clear to the government of President Bashar al-Assad that critical humanitarian aid is not getting to tens of thousands of people in need. The UN and its partners are providing aid to millions of people each month, including those cross-border operations. U.S. federal law enforcement agents arrested two suburban Chicago men accused of trying to join the Islamic State militants overseas while also plotting attacks in the U.S., VOA's Kane Carabaugh reports.
To his sister, Monshaniqua Bates, 22-year-old Hassan Edmonds, and his cousin, 29-year-old Jonas Edmonds, were quiet introverts.
They stick to themselves. They're funny. As we would say, they're kind of weird.
But a Department of Justice investigation claims the pair wanted to support the Islamic State militant group and plotted to attack a military base in northern Illinois.
It's shocking that somebody that isn't within our own ranks would allegedly plan such deeds.
Illinois National Guard Public Affairs Director Lieutenant Colonel Brad Layton says Hassan Edmonds was a soldier assigned to Gulf Company of the 634th Brigade Support Battalion. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Joliet, Illinois.
The Nigerian military says soldiers have retaken the town of Gwoza, one of the last areas in northeastern Nigeria controlled by Boko Haram, happened on the eve of national elections. President Goodluck Jonathan and the ruling PDP party are facing a tough challenge from the opposition APC. VOA's Peter Clotty in Abuja.
There is an uneasy calm. People are worried about the outcome of the election and how supporters of the losing party will react if their presidential candidate is defeated.
Polls have indicated the race is too close to call at this time, voting today in Nigeria. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and this is a very interesting and kind of different edition of Jazz America as we salute five young pianists vying for the Cole Porter Fellowship of Jazz from the American Pianists Association. On Friday the 27th of March and Saturday, March the 28th, there'll be 2 days of competition for the American Pianists Association Jazz Fellowship Awards, judged by some of the finest pianists around, Amina Figueroa, Bill Charlap, Edward Simon, Billy Childs, and others, and joined on stage by MC, bassist Christian McBride, and guest vocalist Diane Reeves. What an event it will be in Indianapolis. I was honored to be the master of ceremonies for the event in 2011, and this year, five young finalists, Christian Sands, Zach Lapidus, Emmett Cohen, Chris Bowers, and Sullivan Fortner, will vie for the $50,000 cash prize, the Cole Porter Fellowship valued at $100,000, the largest prize in the world for a young jazz pianist, a recording contract with Mack Avenue Records, and career assistance and engagement for 2 years. What a prize. So these guys are really working hard to win this competition. The American Pianists Association has been around since the 20th century, giving awards to young piano players in the classical as well as the jazz world. Past winners have included Dan Tepfer, Aaron Deal, who won in 2011, Aaron Parks, and others. We'll hear from them on this edition of Jazz America and also celebrate the city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana and its jazz history. Of course, the Cole Porter Fellowship, named for Cole Porter, who was born in Peru, Indiana in 1891. He died at the age of 73 and wrote more songs than I can even name at this time. As a matter of fact, let's hear a couple of those famous songs by Cole Porter, interpretation by some jazz greats. Let's begin with the great Wynton Marsalis and his version of Cole Porter's classic What Is This Thing Called Love from his album Standard Time Volume 2 to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic storm, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day, under the heart of me, there's all such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And this torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day.
Distinctive voice of one of the great vocalists in jazz today, Carmen Lundy, from her 1987 album simply titled Night and Day, with the late great Kenny Kirkland on piano. And that, of course, was Cole Porter's classic, Night and Day. You're going to hear a lot more about the songs that the great man of Indiana, Cole Porter, wrote. The Fellowship from the American Pianists Association, named for him, and the gentleman who directs the APA is going to join us now here on VOA's Jazz America. Let's talk to the director of the American Pianists Association, Joel Harrison. I caught up with him in New York City, and he'll give us some thoughts about this wonderful competition here on VOA's Jazz America. I'm backstage at the Rubin Theater with Joel Harrison, the president of the American Pianists Association, and getting ready for the first event of this year's Cole Porter Fellowship Competition. Joel, great to see you, my friend.
Thanks, and it's fun to see you again.
Yeah.
Still have fond memories from your emceeing the finals back in 2011.
Whoa, all those many years ago, here we are. And it's so great
that long ago.
I was being facetious. Yeah. But what an awesome thing this is to... Awesome positive, and awesome is the responsibility of sifting through all the marvelous talents that our nation has to offer and coming up with these unbelievable five young men. Give me some thoughts about the process
these are terrific pianists, actually just wonderful artists. But they're not the only ones, and I think that's the positive thing. You know, how fabulous that we have these terrific five finalists, but I tell you, the level of talent that came into my office through the nomination process was really impressive. Mm-hmm. The standard in jazz piano in this country is very, very high. Mm-hmm. There are, we had 42 nominees. Of those, of course, you're hearing the five tonight. There are at least another five that I would have been happy to, mm-hmm. you know, had they emerged as finalists, mm-hmm. and maybe another five. You know, it was terrific. As they, you know, I'm a little greedy when these all start coming in. You know, I immediately pop in the CD and listen, and so I have an edge on the jury. And as they all started coming in, I thought, wow, this is going to be really a banner year. Mm. And indeed it is.
Joel Harrison, best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Be a beautiful, beautiful event. I remember fondly that 2011 event, and it was just quite a celebration of American music and of a great city, too, and its history. And a coming together of artists from all over our country to celebrate the highest level of art, and this is going to be a continuation of that. The best of luck to you,
thanks
for spending some time.
And come back to see us.
My pleasure. And I will be returning to Indianapolis for this event this year, looking forward to it with the greatest of anticipation, not only for the competition, but also a chance to meet with some of the greats of jazz today, and also some of the past winners, including Dan Tepfer. I had a chance to see him in 2011. He showed up to perform as part of that event, and he performed in London on the 2014 release titled First Meeting Live in London alongside a great quartet that included the legendary saxophonist Lee Konitz. Dan Tepfer, 2007 Cole Porter Fellowship Award winner, with Giant Steps, recorded live in London on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
The poets fight for love in their childish way. Cause I know every type of love that a fart in vain. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love.
Another one of those classics written by Indiana's great musical son, Cole Porter, Love for Sale. A modern sort of hip-hop flavored version from the album Love Stories. That is Russell Gunn on the trumpet and Heidi Martin on the vocals singing Love for Sale. More of the music of not only Cole Porter, but Indiana jazz greats coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And I do entertain your emails, but now some Jazz America listeners have started finding me on Facebook and other places as well. And here is a message I received via Facebook a few weeks ago. Ah, Facebook, I am glad to reconnect with my longtime friend Russ Davis from Mojo Radio and also host and producer of Jazz America on VOA. Thank you, Russ, for broadcasting the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers Constant Hiram Boti from Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Well, thank you so much, Constant Hiram Boti. Always good to hear from you, my friend. And I may have mentioned before that he is a fine guitar player. And I'm going to play for you right now, in your honor, Mr. Boti, the music of Indianapolis, Indiana's great musical son, Wes Montgomery. John Leslie Montgomery was not named Wes, but because of his middle name Leslie, it was a variation that he became known by, and that is Wes. He was from a musical family. His brother Monk was a bassist, and his brother Buddy was a vibes and piano player. He was born and raised and passed away in Indianapolis. At the age of 45 in 1968, Wes Montgomery died. Before he left, he left a unique style and a wonderful musical legacy, and part of that was recorded live at the famous New York club, The Half Note, in 1965, as he performed the song Impressions, the John Coltrane classic. And here it is on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
recorded in New York City's Webster Hall in 1956, Coleman Hawkins and the classic I Love Paris. Another of the great compositions of Cole Porter, for whom the competition is named the American Pianists Association in Indianapolis, Indiana, awarding to one of five young pianists this great prize, including lots of money and a recording contract and support. So what a competition it is. Named for one of the greatest writers in all of music history, Cole Porter from Indianapolis, Indiana. This is Russ Davis, and let's return to our conversations with the participating artists in the Cole Porter Fellowship Competition. Young Mr. Chris Bowers is a terrific pianist, as you'll hear. As a matter of fact, he has acquired his first recording contract himself. We'll hear from his album Heroes and Misfits after we talk to Chris Bowers here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis backstage here in New York City at the Rubin Museum before the first event of the Cole Porter Fellowship Competition from the American Pianists Association. And Chris Bowers is with me, and it's great to see you, my friend. And congratulations on being part of this and the release of your album, Heroes and Misfits, and all of the great things that have been happening to you.
Thank you very much, Russ. Appreciate that.
I have a little quote here that I want to share with you. I actually played Wake the Neighbors. I played that on my Voice of America show when your album came out, and also on Mojo Radio. I have a listener in Australia, a gentleman who's he knows Art Tatum and, you know, all the guys from the early, early days. He wrote me an email and said, Chris Bowers is a real toe tapper.
Wow.
So I say that to tell you that the world of the first 100 years of jazz history and the world of the second century of jazz now is marrying together, and this is a very good thing. I mean, how do you resonate to that statement from our gentleman from Australia, and just the thought of the 100+ years of jazz all blending together nicely now?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, first of all, an honor that he would say that about my music. I feel like that shows that, first of all, that he's open-minded and doesn't consider jazz to be this very narrow, defined thing, and then also that that my music somehow speaks to him and he can hear the history within that. And I think it's kind of great that there are a lot of musicians today that are very well trained in the history of jazz that are trying to add their own thing to it. And I think that shows in a lot of their music, and hopefully with mine as well. It's just getting more and more blurred, and I think that as long as we're open to that, it'll be we'll have some really interesting music being created.
Mm-hmm. As long as there's some improvisation going on, I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I want to hear it come from your heart of the moment, and I think we'll hear some of that during this competition. Chris Bowers, congratulations on being part of the five finalists for this Cole Porter Fellowship Award from the American Pianists Association. Thanks for taking some time with us. Best of luck in the future, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Young Mr. Chris Bowers with the song Wake the Neighbors from his debut effort, Heroes and Misfits. Very electric and funky and modern on that one. He'll be playing primarily acoustic piano as he competes with the four other gentlemen for the Cole Porter Fellowship. And once again, speaking of Cole Porter, here's one of his compositions. He wrote for film and for the theater, and from one of his great plays, In Paris, here's Don't Look at Me That Way. Here is the great Sarah Vaughan on Jazz America from VOA 1.
I think you're grand, and I don't mind if you hold my hand, but don't look at me that way. Your kisses too are heavenly and also full of variety, but don't look at me that way. When you tell me sweetly your mind completely, I always give a long cheer. But those sudden flashes behind your lashes are nobody's business, dear. Since you began to play your role, I've lost my heart and I've lost my soul. But as for losing my self-control, don't look at me that way. In fact, they're two of your greatest charms, but don't look at me that way. I'm very mild, I'm very meek, my will is strong, but my want is weak, so don't look at me that way. When that strange expression indiscretion begins to show in your stare, there's a hocus pocus about your focus that gives me a terrible scare. I feel a thrill when you arrive, and while you're near me, I simply thrive. But if you want to get home alive, don't look at me.
Thank you.
Morgan with another Cole Porter classic, Just One of Those Things, from 1957. More of our celebration of the Cole Porter Fellowship Competition next hour. Stay tuned.